Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
A story we told you about here on 1010 Winds has taken a major turn. The man accused of throwing Molotov cocktails into two Queens churches now faces federal charges in more incidents.
Police say they found two more Molotov cocktails in his bag when they arrested Yogesh Sarange, the man accused of throwing devices at two churches in one night.
We have no enemies, so I don't know where this is coming from.
That from Alex Garcia, pastor of Iglesia Bautista El Mesias. His church struck first Wednesday night.
The fire started on the floor. Fortunately, the doors are metal doors, so nothing else happened.
But he still calls this
really scary and have like about 20 kids playing here in our service days.
Now, a five-minute drive from Garcia's, another church was struck about 30 minutes later. Police say they arrested Sarange at a nearby deli. No injuries in either fire. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yesterday's storms caused plenty of trouble in New Jersey, including a house fire sparked by lightning.
I heard this thing, and it was incredibly close. And as loud as it could be, I mean, it was as brutally loud as it could possibly be to your ears.
Neighbor Joe Vela is talking to Channel 7. Two women lived in that home. Old Bridge OEM coordinator Michael Petschauer says this could have been a lot worse.
It's real lucky. I mean, they were home, thankfully. They got their pets out. I think that they lost a couple parakeets, but they got their four dogs out.
There were also flash floods in the area, stranding cars and causing other damage just days after that earlier flooding. More concerns about Legionnaires' disease on the Upper East Side as the number of cases continues to rise. City Health Department says they are investigating a cluster of cases in the Carnegie Hill and Yorkville neighborhoods. As of yesterday, there were 46 cases, 22 people in the hospital. No reported deaths so far. Health officials say testing has turned up Legionella bacteria at dozens of buildings, and some are likely linked to that outbreak. Council Speaker Julie Mannin has called on the health department to proactively disinfect all cooling towers in the area, asking, what are we waiting for more people to get sick and potentially die? The department plans to release a list of buildings in the coming days. He was just doing his job. That's what the construction worker who first saw the buckling column in an unstable Midtown building is saying, as he is being called a hero.
Sean Dow was working on the 22nd floor when he noticed what he calls cracks in the slab.
And I realized that's not supposed to be there. Let's do something about this. So I proceeded to head down to the 21st floor, and that's where I saw the bending columns.
He and his fellow workers with the Steam Fitters Union say they aren't going back in until the city says it's safe. Cliff Johnson with the union.
When you have steel columns bending in half, the last time that the city of New York saw that was 9/11.
He says the contractor told workers it was safe to go back.
And that is absolutely appalling to me, and they should be ashamed of themselves for putting people's continuous lives in danger.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
1010 Winds has reached out to the developer and the architect. The city buildings department says crews have replaced emergency shoring with steel columns to better stabilize the high rise. And as of late yesterday, one block behind the building and a handful of nearby ones were still off limits. Police in Brooklyn are looking for a couple of thieves on wheels. Two people on a scooter have been snatching headphones right off women's heads. They struck twice within minutes in June 15th in Bed-Stuy and Crown Heights, scooting up to women and grabbing the headphones and zipping off. Neither victim was hurt. There are no detailed description on the suspects just yet, but police have released pics of them and they're on the Crime Stoppers X page. Police urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. Fix It Now calls for repairs to the Coney Island Boardwalk.
Walking along the Coney Island Boardwalk, it doesn't take long before you may trip upon an uneven plank, a loose board, or even see an exposed screw.
They hit you and you start tripping?
For Victor, he says this is every day.
I'm surprised there haven't been more lawsuits or you haven't heard much more about this.
Nadia likes to come here for her exercise, but thinks it's unenjoyable at this point.
I was worried I was going to trip because I saw a gap in the floorboards and I was panicking.
A spokesperson for the city's Parks Department tells us there is an ongoing $1 billion project to completely reconstruct this 2.4-mile boardwalk, but it is a long-term project still in the early stages. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. In Coney Island.
Police want your help finding an armed robbery crew that's gotten away with tens of thousands in jewelry in the Bronx. NYPD says they've struck at least three times in the High Bridge and Soundview sections, first on Ogden Avenue, pistol whipping a man and taking four necklaces worth 20 grand. He ended up in the hospital in stable condition. They later targeted two other men at gunpoint on White Plains Road and Summit Avenue, taking necklaces, rings, and a bracelet. Each time these guys sped off in a black Mercedes. Police have released photos of the suspects, which are now on the Crime Stoppers X page. They urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. Police want your help finding the suspect in the rape of a 15-year-old boy outside a home in Queens. This happened just after 9:30 p.m. on June 4th behind a home on Austin Street near 75th Avenue in Forest Hills. Police say the suspect came up to the boy, struck up a conversation with him, and then sexually assaulted him. The boy was taken to the hospital. Suspect ran off. Police say the suspect was apparently a woman, but since they were wearing a white skirt, shirt, and sandals, they can't rule out the possibility it was a man dressed as a woman. Police have released pics of this suspect. They're on the Crime Stoppers X page, and they urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. This could be quite literally a happy fry day for French fry fanciers. Today, the second Friday in July, is National French Fry Day, so many of your favorite fast food joints are getting in on the party. No wonder. A recent survey done for McCain Foods, you know, the people who make frozen potato products like, yeah, French fries, shows we eat about 17 pounds of French fries each every year. And almost two-thirds of us consider them a main dish. More, they are the most loved food in the country at 87% popularity. All right, so what about the free fries? Mickey D's is giving away a medium order in their app today. Wendy's deal is in the app, too, any size with a purchase of $5 or more. Arby's is for loyalty members, and Checkers, Shake Shack, and Smashburger, among the others, running some specials.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.